This is America Weekend, and I'm Mike Bennett. We'll be talking to Andy Grammer about his big hit, Honey, I'm Good. But first, what keeps Americans up at night? This list comes from a Knoxville public radio station and the University of Tennessee. 15 of more than 100 responses included student loan debt. That keeps people up at night. My mind running rampant with desire to create. The environmental crisis and how to keep the lights on. What keeps you up at night? Can I provide for my two boys on my own? Hoping I have enough money to retire and travel. Too much medication and a conflicted heart. What keeps you up at night? Thinking about cancer or regrets of the children I killed in war. Also keeping you up at night, getting children into a good college and how to pay for it. The honeybees. Hitting a pedestrian. Post-traumatic stress syndrome and anxiety. And finally, what keeps me up at night? Somebody said nothing. My life is ridiculously good right now. Well, that's kind of the approach of Andy Grammer. He and I went to the same high school many decades apart, and he is back in town performing his big hit, Honey, I'm Good.
All right, so Andy Grammer, take a breath. How you been doing?
Life is good, man. Good to be home.
Well, the thing is that you always seem to be home. You always manage to come back, and you always pay respect to your roots.
Yeah, it's a really good place to grow up, so it's been fun to get to come back and hang out. Oops, sorry. Someone's right. FaceTiming me.
There's got to be somebody better than me.
Yeah, there's not. No way. No one's better than you.
So tell everybody, because I know you're a modest guy, but I think what you did for the class of Monroe Woodbury seniors the other day was truly remarkable. I've never heard of it before. So give everybody an explanation of what transpired.
You know, it's rare that, it's just rare that you get to have a song that like this right now. And I wanted to have all my alma mater get to come hang out and watch me play it at this. So we made it that was all the graduating seniors from Monroe Woodbury got to come.
Well, you know, when I graduated, way back in the dark ages, there was only like 200 plus.
Now that's a lot.
Yeah,
but it was like no joke. It's a big number.
Yeah, now it's over 500.
Yeah. So it was a really cool thing to be able to go that big for my high school.
I think that's one of the most remarkable stories I've heard in a long time. So are a lot of the seniors here? I guess they all came to see
it. Yeah, they're all here. It was really cool. You get out there and say, "What's up, Monroe?" and everybody screams their face off. It's a good time, man.
Well, you know, you came into the studio a couple of months ago and you said, "I got this new song, Honey, I'm Good." And then I don't mean because you were on our show, but I mean since then it's just gone crazy. Are you even surprised at how big it came?
Yeah, you know, I've never had one like this that kind of does a lot of the work on its own. You know, there's a lot of times you have a song, you push it, and you run around, you promote it. This one we put it out and it just kind of went nuts.
Now, has anyone else mentioned Cotton Eye Joe to you?
Sure, it's kind of in that vein a little bit. Yeah.
So,
I mean, I definitely with all the Robin Thicke, like everybody freaking out about song. I went and looked at it. We're fine. It's not the same. Everybody chill out.
All right. Getting nervous.
Everybody chill out. I've done it. The melodies are different, but there is a vibe there that's similar. Yes.
Well, it's such a great song, and tell us again the story behind the song.
Yeah, it's just kind of there's temptation in every relationship, you know? There just is, and this is for the people that are making the right decision, dealing with that temptation.
Oh, no, honey, I'm good. I could have another, but I probably should not. I got somebody at home, and if I stay, I might not leave alone.
Honey, I gotta bid you adieu.
Bid you adieu, sir.
I don't think that's ever come up in a song before. Bid you adieu.
Bid you adieu. I know, and people are singing it. It's crazy. It's funny.
It's like when they had Eleanor by the Turtles, and they had the line, "For my pride and joy, etc." It's never been a song with etc. in it. Now you have
exactly.
covered adieu.
Yeah, we did it. We did it. It's awesome.
So, what's the rest of your summer look like?
Man, a lot more stuff like this. A lot of good days. Just running around. A lot of touring. A lot of performing. Just kind of out right now. It's really fun to have a song that's going so well.
Well, as I told you before, my son, who programs a station in Philadelphia, just added Andy Grammer, and he said to me on the phone, "It's just so big on so many charts, we can't ignore it.
It's
we got to play it."
I know, it's nuts, man. I've never had one like this. It's really fun. It's a wave I'm riding right
even
now.
Even like You Got to Keep Your Head Up, which was such a big hit.
Yeah, it didn't hold a candle to this.
Yeah, this crosses all kinds of genres and everything else.
It's pretty awesome. So.
All right. Well,
thank you, man.
On to the next super hit.
On
right?
the next one, hopefully. Yeah, exactly.
All right, wait, I got a present for you.
Okay.
From one Monroe Woodbury grad to another, a copy of my book, Don't Pay the Ransom, I've Escaped.
Fantastic. Can't wait to read this on the bus, dude.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
And there's a lot of good local angles in there and stuff you're
going to
pick out of it.
All right, man. Thank you so much.
Andy Grammer, the best to you. You are representing Monroe Woodbury so well.
I appreciate it, buddy. Thank you so much. We'll see you guys soon.
All right.
Thanks a lot.
With singer-songwriter Andy Grammer, I'm Mike Bennett, and you're listening to America Weekend.
America Weekend. order in the court.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with The Final Verdict. One night while Jimmy was burglarizing a house by loading a bag with silverware, the homeowner switched on the light. There stood old Mr. Donner in his pajamas with a gun. Jimmy dropped the silverware and yelled, "Don't shoot!" But Mr. Donner pulled the trigger and hit Jimmy in the leg. Believe it or not, Jimmy the burglar sued Mr. Donner for assault with a deadly weapon. Do you think the homeowner would really be charged with assault? The final verdict after this.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Old Mr. Donner is definitely guilty of assault since he had no reason to fire his weapon. Jimmy had surrendered and did not pose any danger when Mr. Donner shot him. And that's the final verdict.
Think Green. Harrison with you. For those of us with gardens, we know so well that growing food is so much cheaper than paying for it. And in cases where you can harvest seeds from your own garden, you can grow food for free indefinitely. Discovery and the Brooklyn Botanical Garden have a few gardening tips even when rain is scarce. You can start by watering in the mornings because water evaporates in afternoon sunshine. Also, water the soil, not the leaves, since deep watering lasts longer. And use mulch and compost, because mulch locks in moisture and compost adds moisture. And don't use pesticides, because plants only tolerate pesticides, and pesticides end up stressing the plants out, not helping them. And finally, don't plant anything big during a drought, because new plants will suck the liquid life from the rest of your garden. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com.